While Australians have become more open to talking about depression and anxiety in recent years, employees still face stigma in the workplace. A survey of 100 workers from around Australia found that when they told their employer about their mental illness, they overwhelmingly suffered for it. With one in five Australians experiencing some form of mental illness each year, advocates say it's in the interests of employers and employees to change that, as Anna Vito reports.
Mental health advocates say 70% of people who have a mental illness want to work and that stable employment can be an important part of their recovery. But despite that, they say too many Australian workplaces aren't doing a very good job of supporting employees who are dealing with mental health issues. Tasha Broomall runs mental health consultancy Blooming Minds, and she's got a very simple message.
Well, the evidence is that you're likely to have lots of people in your team who have mental illness because we have one in five Australians in a year with mental illness. Almost 50% of us, so 45% of us in our lifetime will have mental illness. So the reality is, get over it, stop being worried about it, it's already happening, and actually have some strategies and some approaches that are more effective and more respectful.
In a recent survey of more than 100 people working across the public, private and non-profit sectors, Tasha Broomall found that just 40% of people with a mental illness chose to tell their employer about it. Of those people, 85% said disclosing their mental illness prompted a negative reaction.
That's really worrying from my perspective, that the vast majority of people who had the courage to say, hey, this is affecting me and I need some support, had really negative reactions to that. Often people described that bullying increased or harassment increased. There were some people who said that they felt that then anything that went wrong in the team was blamed on their mental health issues and their disclosure. Through a lot of our work, we had expected that people would be getting better responses than that, and that was a big surprise to us.
Tasha Broomall says the aim isn't to force everyone with an experience of mental illness to tell their employer about it. It's about making it safe for people to disclose their illness if it's relevant to do so. And she says Australian employers have a legal obligation, including under anti-discrimination law, to make sure that's the case.
If you've got a staff member who has mental health issues and it affects their capacity to function, as a workplace you're required to look at the possibility of what's called reasonable adjustments, which is putting in place strategies that might assist the person to maintain their employment, but it has to be reasonable to the business. So it could be things like, for example, if I think of someone I was working with who had mild to moderate depression, was on antidepressant medication, which meant that in the mornings she was really foggy and she found the mornings really hard to get up and get to work. So one of the adjustments we put in place was for her work hours to shift from a 9 to 5 to a 10 to 6. It was a reasonable adjustment because her work didn't require that it was done during set hours. If she was a customer service representative, that might not have been so easy. That might not have been a reasonable adjustment.
Tasha Broomall says improving conditions for people experiencing mental illness is in the interests of employers too. She says that each year in Australia, 6 million days are lost to absenteeism because of depression alone. 12 million more are lost in presenteeism, when someone goes to work but isn't really functioning. And a study by PricewaterhouseCooper this year found that for every dollar spent on mental health strategies, employers can expect $2.30 in return. Tasha Broomall warns that simply putting up awareness posters in the break room isn't enough.
You need to integrate these ideas into people's behaviour. You can't just have a policy, but people need to actually be able to then develop the skills to be able to have appropriate conversations in the workplace, to not step outside of their boundaries, but also to design and implement adjustments where required.
She says the good news is some employers are already making meaningful changes to support people dealing with mental illness.
An organisation recently that we've just started working with has put in place amazing supports for a staff member who's living with ongoing schizophrenia and has a couple of months off work every year. And they did that with nothing else other than the will to support a human being that they value, which is just gorgeous. So I think that we have some light being shown and the way is being paved by people doing some great jobs, but there is also a lot more that the vast majority of organisations can do.
That's mental health consultant Tasha Broomall speaking to Anna Vito. And you can join the ABC's conversation during Mental Health Week. Check out our Mental As project at our website, abc.net.au/mentalas.